Blog Talk Radio.
Chan Kitty. Yay! It's Ninja Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for moving my show a little bit earlier. It's a little bit of a dedication, a little bit of announcements, and possibly I could have, you know, if someone's not too busy, they might be calling in about a collaboration I'm doing on a music video back home in Boston. I haven't been back home in Boston in quite some time now, but the first thing before my little bit of dedication, I'd like to once again remind everybody about the Sarah Joyce Foundation. And this is something I really do to take to heart that I'm, like, you know, hope to bring more awareness to. And what this is for, I'm going to bring it up. Just give me one moment, because this is stuff that I'm actually reading from the site. If you go to Sarah Joyce Foundation. The Sarah Joyce Foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through the foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah in her last year did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all those all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed in four walls because of this illness and that. For Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we would like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we have before she passed. It is amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone when they are alive. Enjoy life. Love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers of spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So you really got to check this out. It's really a wonderful, wonderful foundation. And this thing I'm really taking to heart. It's my – I get adopted into families, and I'm Sarah very blessed to be adopted into this family. And I've never met Sarah, but it's someone who I would have wanted to call my niece. And I'm just – I mean, there's things that, you know, out of – it's things in life that can seem sad, and you wonder why things happen to people. But the thing is, something wonderful came out of it. And this Sarah Joyce Foundation, I take truly to heart. This foundation means a lot to me, so I'm going to try to mention it as much on my own show. I hope it does grow because it does help with families with terminal cancer to help, you know, people that are dealing with this. So it's to help maybe with bills and outings and other stuff, as you heard me read about that. Well, today's show is about a young man who had gone through so much in his life. He was abandoned, and it was in Korea. And he went to live in the orphanage. At age 5, he ran away from the orphanage because they were so bad to him. His name is Sung Bung Choi, and his life is starting to drastically change, which I'm very glad because, you know, I cannot picture at the age of 5. Now, we all have issues and stuff we dealt, you know, growing up, but Sung Bung Choi, you know, he's very humble, and he has such this great spirit and this great heart. And he actually, you know, like I said, he ran away from the orphanage at age 5, slept on the streets in bathroom stalls, and his dream was to sing. He went on Korea's Got Talent. He placed second. Now, the thing is that blows my mind away. This young man is so talented. And, you know, he is, you know, training his voice. He even, ladies and gentlemen, now I know here in America everybody's saying people should learn English and such, and if people come here, and I hear all these things about, you know, other people coming here and it's making people miserable. But I got to tell you, Sung Bung Choi is very respectful. And you know something this young man did? He learned English, and he's learning more and more. So it is showing that he is trying. He is learning. You know, and he wants to come back here, and I believe he wants to get a visa so he can work here and make his dream come true. The thing is, I mean, if you look at some of these singers nowadays, now I know that everyone's out there doing the thing. The thing that gets to me, okay, Sung Bung is not signed anywhere. And if you looked at Korea's Got Talent, and you see if you can look up Homeless Boy Steals a Show, and they will have it, you know, it's in Korean, but it will show, and I am not kidding, the judges sit there and they cried over his performances. You know, he came in, all he had was a plaid shirt on, it was, you know, this outfit, he probably, you know, he didn't have a lot of money, and they didn't really know what he did for a job, and, you know, he was talking about, you know, about his life, and they, you know, it also said, I should stop saying, you know, because it doesn't sound so good. I'm trying to be aware of myself, but mostly everything's winged here on my show. With what was on the video in Korea's Got Talent, when Sung Bung Choi was on there, when the judges were asking a question, and yes, it's in Korea, and it's something that they do have subtitles. Take the time and watch this video. I know some people do not like subtitles, but it's a wonderful, uplifting video. You will cry, but in a beautiful way, because the judges, you can see that they're very concerned for Sung Bung Choi, and they want him to do something with his life. Now, I've been keeping in contact with Sung Bung, and it's something where a little while back, he made a video, and he was very down, and I was just like, oh my goodness, this poor kid, all he wanted to do was sing, because when he was out there sleeping on the streets in the bathroom stall, you know, he heard music, and that's what kept him alive, kept him out of trouble. And even, you know, him going about and telling his story, a gang took Sung Bung Choi to a mountain. And I almost want to cry when I hear about this, and they were going to bury him in a grave in a mountain and left him there to die. He still was such a good human being, and he's very humble. And when I saw, I think it was back this January, and his video, and he was speaking English, it was a little bit slower, so be patient. He is learning English. So I ask all that watches Sung Bung Choi's latest video on YouTube, be very, very patient and have an open mind and an open heart, because he's really trying. And I always thought here in America, where, you know, with the Statue of Liberty, it does say somewhere that, you know, give me your poor, I forget how it goes, you know, when, you know, and all this, and America is supposed to be built upon those who are working for their dreams. And Sung Bung Choi is working. I know you see out there in the news that, you know, in comments on Facebook page, and people are saying, you know, don't have anybody else come to America and all this and that. America was built up of immigrants. And yes, I do know, respectful with my, you know, history, where the Native Americans, you know, they were here first. And we do know that America is supposed to be built up. It's a melting pot. And I think that's what people forgot. And everybody should have a chance. And they shouldn't be put down, even if they're coming from another country. If they're legitimately, like, really trying, like Sung Bung Choi, who really is going everything, especially the legal way, and he's not doing anything wrong or criminalized, he's working for a dream. And I've been watching him and keeping in contact with him. And this is why I believe in my heart, you know, that he should have been given a chance. You know why? If you look at all the totals of all the videos that are being sent around the world about Sung Bung Choi, about his performance on Korea's Got Talent, and he placed second in his story, someone tallied it up on his page, and it was over 100 million views. Now, you're going to tell me that if someone has over 100 million views of them doing a performance on a thing like Korea's Got Talent, you're going to tell me that doesn't mean something? That means people really love Sung Bung Choi. This means something. If it doesn't show on his page, I don't know what else I can say, because people love Sung Bung Choi. This is why I cannot believe this wonderful young man is not signed in some sort of contract. I don't know exactly where he would fit in. But he has a gift, and I know people are going to go ballistic and say, oh, if it's a gift of God or blah, 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 this and that. The young man has a gift. Wherever it's from, he was born with this. You know, he's been training, and people are trying to help him. They will help training him, and he really is trying. And if you can't, if people out there, the record business somewhere in this world, I wish I had a connection to sign Sung Bung Choi, because I would personally do that myself to make sure he got signed. Because if the proof is right there on YouTube, it's right there on his page where they tallied up over 100 million views, not 1 million, not 10 million, not 50 million, but 100 million views on YouTube for Sung Bung Choi. So if that doesn't prove, the proof is in the pudding, ladies and gentlemen. Sung Bung Choi is worth it. You know why? Because this is a person we should be talking about. He's very uplifting. He's very positive. And everything he's gone through, even now, I've been keeping in contact, he's still humble. Everything that he's going through, these are the people like Sung Bung Choi we should be showing in music videos. Maybe it's not pop music or whatever it is, but his music videos could be very epic. You can see it. He has it in his heart. He has it in his spirit. And he deserves it just like everybody else. Maybe he doesn't have the most fanciest clothes, the most fanciest car and such, but he has heart and he has spirit. He's an underdog. And I believe in my heart, because this is the one thing I do believe. I might be a little crazy and I might be a little spastic. Yes, I am, and I admit that. But the one thing that I believe is when somebody has a dream, nobody should ever put them down for a dream, and they should keep going for it. And this is why I'm staying in contact with Sung Bung Choi, because he has it. He even has it more than me. I can't sing. If I start singing, I'm going to break a window. Now, karaoke, you know, I can get people up and dance it because it's just karaoke. But I'm telling you, Sung Bung Choi has uplifted millions of people on the internet. This is why You know, it's not me. It's proof right there. You have to look at it. If you go to his page and you friend Sung Bung Choi, you will see that he has over 100 million views. I don't know. It just blows my mind because he has this voice. People love him. And where he's not signed, I cannot believe this. You hear all about all the bad things in this world. And all these, you know, these pop singers that are causing chaos and stuff like that, they're doing their thing. But when someone has something like a dream, and Sung Bung Choi, the proof is in the pudding right there. It's not just me going on, and, you know, I'm not full of hot air. You go and look. Anybody that listens to my radio show, even when it's archived, you go and look at Sung Bung Choi. I'm not kidding. It says on his page, out of all the YouTube videos, it's over 100 million. Once again, it's not 1 million. It's not 50 million, but it's 100 million views. I don't know what more record companies where Sung Bung Choi was in, but people love him. He's very uplifting, and we need more people like Sung Bung Choi in the music business. He could have these epic videos, and I wish to God or whatever's out there in the universe that Sung Bung Choi is someone that is going to get signed. And if you look at his video once again in January, he was feeling down. And I felt, you know, I felt really bad, and my heart went out to him. And you know something? I wish I was a rich person. It's like, it's not for materialistic things because, you know, not for nothing. I would adopt Sung Bung Choi. I would help him to be an American citizen because he works his butt off. He's learning English. And this is what America's about, you know, about your dreams and stuff. And maybe I'm a little ticked off, but it seems like, you know, people that work really hard that have dreams, like Sung Bung Choi, and the proof, once again, is right there. He deserves it. You know what? This young man, he deserves it more than ever working with Jackie Chan. I know something. I would rather, you know, honest to God, because I'm working and I'm making contacts. I've been networking for 10 years. I think I would rather see Sung Bung Choi have his dream come true than me to work with Jackie Chan. I would rather, you know, I'm getting older, and I do realize that I've been working and I'm making contacts. If I never work with Jackie Chan, fine. But I, you know, I would rather give that up and really see that Sung Bung Choi, his dream comes true because he's worth it. And these are the people that we should be lifting higher. He doesn't cause any problems in this world. And the thing that gets me mad and I want to cry is because that guy, you know, because here today, you know, if you talk about Korea, I'm sorry, but I know in my heart, people get mad when you talk about Korea, and I can't, it's just really hard for me because I know in this world, not everybody in Korea is bad, and it's hard for me to talk about it because I know out there in the world, not everybody in Korea is bad, and I shouldn't be crying. But I see it. And the one thing, even though I'm crazy, I look at people, and it's not the color of their skin. And people cannot see this. Here in America, you know, we have the countries, we all have bombs. You know, I don't care about the government. It's the people. And someday when I have a film, I hope to reach out to my hands and say to Sung Bung Choi, I don't care if he is from Korea, go Sung Bung, you know, I want you to make a song for my film. And I'm tired, I'm so tired of people just saying how bad Korea is. You know what it is? It's the media and everybody in the whole planet. It's the government. It's not us as people. Us as people, we should be reaching out to each other. And that's what I'm doing. That's the point of this, because I know Sung Bung Choi, he's from Korea. And if people go to my Facebook page, they're not going to care because Sung Bung Choi is from Korea. He doesn't cause problems, and he's not, you know, he doesn't cause drama. He's a good person. And if the universe hears me, you know what? If I may never work with Jackie Chan, that's okay. I'd rather see Sung Bung Choi, his dream come true. And I really mean this because I can work hard for myself. This young man needs a chance. And if anybody in America can seriously hear this, because people in other countries, they're not bad people. And I do look out on the internet. Now, I know I talk about ninjas and stuff like that, but people, we got to wake up. We got to be connected to each other as human beings. And I really mean this. And I just really, really care. And I want to see this guy, you know, make his dream come true. And I don't know what more, what proof you can have out there on the internet when it shows it of over 100 million people watching Sungbong Choi's, you know, his video. That has to mean something. And for people not to sign him, this guy that has the dreams, I mean, come on. He's an underdog. He deserves this. You know, here I am. I'm such an idiot. I'm sitting here crying live on the air, but this is what I really, really feel, and I really think he should be given a chance. He's a good person. He really is. And I know in life, just because someone's a good person, things don't happen to someone that's a good person, but I wish, one of my wishes, and I mean this from my heart, I hope someone out there that hears my voice, I hope the universe hears me really, you know, really, really, really a lot. I want to see Sungbong Choi get signed. I really do. It's one of my wishes. I'm going to keep in contact with him. And he said when he gets back to America, he's going to be on my show. But I hope to God, I hope whatever is there watching over me, my guardian angels, whatever it is, anybody in the music business, go look at Sungbong Choi. Go look to see that the proof is in the pudding right there. Go look at his page. You'll see it for yourself. It's not me blowing hot air. And I really, really wish from my heart that someone's going to get in contact with him. It's just not, I know people are going to say, well, that's the music business, the politics and stuff. I'm not a musician. I'm only like an independent actress is doing my own things. I don't really have contacts in the music business. I wish I did. I wish I had some sort of contact in the music business where to have him signed. Because I don't care. I don't care where Sungbong Choi is from. And so people, I know people are going to get mad at me. I don't care. And they're going to look down upon me because I'm talking about someone from Korea. And I know here in America, people hate Koreans. I know that. And I just wish people would see it and go beyond hate and look and discover. Because people are telling me all the time, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. You know, don't judge people and stuff like that. Shelley, be smart with the things that you say. And I'm like, you know, I'm learning, I'm a work in progress. But when I try to show the things that are really in my heart, because I don't know if you can say I'm colorblind to people, because this is the one thing, because I love many different cultures and learning as I grow, because even though something in another culture, it might be a little weird to me, I try to learn. And, you know, this is a very good thing. And looking to see, it's really hard, because if I mention something about Korea on my page because I'm an American, people get mad. And you know what? If people are going to get mad, speaking from my heart, to see someone that's from another country that is Korean, then so be it. I'm not afraid to stick up to someone from Korea because he's just a person. He's just a human being. And everything that's going on in this world, because I know in the news, I don't like to watch the news because it's so bad, and the media likes to exploit all bad things in this world. I'm going to keep speaking of my friends. I don't care where they come from. And if it makes people not or like me any less because I'm talking about someone from Korea, so be it. I look in other countries, and this is the one thing that is about myself. And I've gone on rants on Facebook page and stuff. But the one thing about me, okay, is I know in other countries there are people that are struggling like us here in America. So if with me, you know, no matter where I am in life or what level I am in life and, you know, getting chances to do things in my life, why can I not reach out, not just here in America? Why can I not have the power to reach out to someone from another country? And everyone has these crazy theories in the world, all these bad things about other countries. Why don't you really, really look to see there's bad and good in every country. But the good people in other countries, like Sungbong Choi in Korea, that makes up for the bad people. Open your eyes, America. Open your eyes. Open up your hearts, your ears, and listen. Like people tell me about certain things in life, there's one thing that I do know in life. You need to open up about human beings. You know, if we can't do that, I don't know what to say. We're supposed to be here. Of course, we all want better things in our lives. We all want something for ourselves. But why couldn't we have the power of ourselves to reach out to someone else from another country? And I know people get mad and say, you need to do it in your own backyard. But if we have the power to even besides going beyond our own backyard and reaching out to someone in another country to help uplift them, you know, you never could tell Sung Bun Choi getting in a position. Maybe he's going to help inspire others who were once in his position where he came from. It's like a domino effect. When you do good things for other people, it'll affect them. And I tend to think that if I'm, you know, keep talking about Sung Bun Choi on my show and help keep talking about him in America, I really think it's going to be a very positive thing. We can overcome hateful things. Maybe us as human beings are going to show our government that we're all human beings in each country, in each continent. We want peace. And I know Sung Bun Choi was talking about peace and happiness for all. So we can do that. We can come together, overcome hate, overcome racism. We can overdo this, and we can do it from our hearts. This is the one thing that I've always wanted to see. And it isn't about martial arts or anything. I know this is Ninja Sunday, but it's another thing, too, is to help show those. This is the one thing that I honestly, honestly believe. Anybody that has a dream, they do. I mean, I don't know how to explain in words. I'm such a spaz, but I just believe in people that have dreams that are struggling to hold on, no matter where you are in this world. If you work for it and you believe, you can do it. You really, really can do it. And that's what I believe in my heart. And you have to check out Sung Bun Choi. Once again, the proof is in the pudding right there, you know, on YouTube. Go look it for yourself. You think I'm lying? Anybody think I'm lying? You go to YouTube. You check it out. Go to Sung Bun Choi's. I don't know if it's shown in public, but because I'm one of Sung Bun Choi's friends, you will see that someone tallied up, showed all his views. It's over 100 million, over 100 million hits. If that doesn't show to the world how much Sung Bun Choi is loved from people around the world, and he shouldn't be signed, I don't know what is. And we need to stand up for the underdogs in this world. This is what we need to start doing. This is what I believe. Out of all the things in the world, and I always talk, people think I'm, you know, sometimes full of hot air, and sometimes maybe I am, but this is the one thing that I believe. The people that are the underdogs, the people that are working on the dreams that haven't had much their whole life, these are the people that deserve to have their dreams come true. Sung Bun Choi is not given anything. He's working very hard. So this is something that I do believe, that I do believe in my whole heart. Okay, someone, let's see. I'm just writing something here. I was hoping that someone was going to call in. I'm not really too sure. There was someone that, you know, talk about dreamers and stuff. I was trying to see, you know, he actually is going to be a future guest. And, you know, I tend to see someone else that I am doing a collaboration on a music video. I like working. I really, really like working with underdogs. And once again, with Sung Bun Choi, you know, I hope he does come to America. I hope he, you know, because he is trying, like I said, you know, he is learning. And I really want to collaborate with Sung Bun Choi. And I think with my film, Funeral War, which I have ideas, and if you guys know, you know, I've stayed in contact with a lot of ninjas. So I've been making contacts for 10 years now, like people Don Dragon Wilson, Douglas Wong, Stephen Lambert, Melissa Tracy. I mean, all these people have been on my show, and they work in Hollywood. So this is something where I would love for Sung Bun Choi to have a song, and I want to put it in my film. I'm going to do that I don't care what anybody says. I don't know. I'm just telling you straight out. I will have this young man on my show, in my film somewhere. I don't know. What do you think? You know what? If he makes it out to California, I should write him somewhere in my film. I really should. You know what? That's it. Idea right here, Larry Marshall. I think I should have Sung Bun Choi in my film. I really should. I mean, silly as this sound, that's it. That's it. I don't know where I'll write him in the film, even a short part. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, seriously, he might not know who some of the people. I just thought of that. I should. I really, really should have Sung Bun Choi in my film somewhere. I should do that. Yeah. I'm going to do that. I'll make the announcement on Facebook wall. I'll write to him. I'll say, yeah, I should do that. I'm crazy in a spaz. I should definitely do that. I should have him in my film. Yeah. Anyway, I was hoping for someone to call in, but his schedule is very, very busy. But I'm going to have a future guest on my show. His name is iRock Beats. It's a music collaboration that I will be doing, and I was hoping he could call in, but the man has a very busy schedule back in Boston. So, you know, it's something I was doing some contacts, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, as crazy as I am with stunts and stuff like that, back in Boston, I'll be doing, I'm collaborating about a music video, and it's going to be a little bit of an kind of an action music video with this rapper. And he's actually did something. I think he produced some beats for the rapper Rick Ross. And I think I just started collaborations, and I've been talking with my Ninja Pals people I've been doing contacts with back in Boston. And no, I'm not kidding. I'm trying to get an ATV. There's going to be a part in a music video where I think I'll be riding an ATV through fire. I'm not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. I've been trying to get hold of people. Don't worry. I know everybody's like, Shelly, you're crazy. Be careful. I'm going to get professionals on this. So I am talking to people that have the experience in working with fire. And I know, be very, very careful when you're planning all this. And I am. I'm talking to people that are professionals that, you know, have this experience. I'm going to be smart because as much as I'm excited, I know stunts are very, very dangerous. So I will have iRock Beats as a guest on my show. I'm going to I'll let you guys all know when. And I'm sorry that, you know, had to start the show a little bit early. I'm going to a little bit of an event. It's going to be a happy day. And I just wish somehow, some way, Sung Bun Choi, so much love out there. And it really broke my heart to see that after, you know, him placing seconds on Korea's Got Talent, and he's not signed anywhere, and he has over 100 million views. I know I'm repeating myself, but it's the point that I'm, driven there. Because if it doesn't prove right there on the Internet over 100 million views that Sung Bun Choi shouldn't be signed, I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, that should be proof right there to the music industry. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. And I hope maybe I can get some of his music on an MP3, download it, and let you guys all hear it. This isn't like a regular radio station. You actually have to get, you know, permission from the artist to actually, you know, play in the Blog Talk Radio. I know it's not like, you know, it's different with the FCC and stuff. You can do a little crazy things on Blog Talk Radio. But, you know, I have to get permission. I mean, I could upload it any time, but I'd rather do it the right way. If I can get permission from, you know, Sung Bun Choi, I would take his music and I would download it and I'd put it in the queue and I would play his music on here. I'll give him as much as attention. You know, I don't know who's listening to it. I would play his music on my show. I would be honored. I would be very proud. I don't know if any other radio station is playing Sung Bun Choi's music, but I would do that. I would play his songs. I'd be proud and honored to play Sung Bun Choi's music. So, well, you know, I got to get ready to go and do something. By the way, everybody, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Anybody out there listening to my show, thank you so much. I can't even tell you. I'm an underdog myself. So can you see why, you know, I take it much to heart. Much to heart when I see underdogs. This is the one thing that I truly love, underdogs. You know, I'm not, people can say stuff, whatever, about me. But the one thing is, I'm working hard. I'm not sitting here. I have a full-time job. I don't have any guys paying for me for anything. I'm not working. It's not putting anybody down that has to accept government's money. I'm doing everything myself. I'm living like anybody else, living paycheck to paycheck. I don't have the biggest place of all, and you know, but I'm paying for everything myself. I'm working myself, doing everything myself. I don't have guys paying for anything for me, working a full-time job, you know, working on Falcare. And if anybody wants to check out Falcare, everybody that's been working on it, we're coming down to the nitty-gritty and we're working really hard. Anybody that wants to check out the page and things that I'm working on, go check out everybody. The man himself, I call him the man, the myth, the legend, the horror, the core, the Lisa. Look out, Falcare. It is his vision. It is his vision, to, you know, for this. This is his vision. I'm just an actress. I'm just an actress in the film. But you can either check out him or go to the Falcare film page, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm learning as I go. I'm trying to promote things in the proper way. You know, I never went to school for anything. I'm just learning as I go. I'm a work in progress. I'm trying to promote things so it's not all about me, and I'm trying to point people there. You know, go to Falcare. You don't have to. It's not about on my page. Go to that page. You'll see everything about the film as it's going. So it's not about, you know, just me. There's wonderful people that are associated, the cast and the crew. You can go there and check it out. And, you know, it's about Valkyrie, and we're four different women from four different time periods, and we're going to be whisked away to fight evil, all of us together, sisters from different time periods. I think that's the best way I think it could promote. We're sisters from different time periods fighting together. And I don't know if that's a good way to say it, but I think that's what it is. It's a sisterhood. I think that's the best way to promote Falcare. Sisterhood. I think that's a wonderful thing to say. I'm just coming up with these at the top of my head, but check it out. And, you know, I think because of Falcare, because of Horrors of Cora DeLisa, you know, if you want to, you know, go and speak to him, go to the Falcare film page. They are looking, we are, because I am part of this, I'm one of the actresses here. We are looking, you know, for donations to help with the cost, the films, the, you know, for this, because I've been going there every single Saturday, mostly every single Saturday, and seeing what everybody's doing, you know, just absorbing, like, when they're doing, making the costumes. They work really, really hard. They're putting the costumes together. I only did a little tiny bit working on my costume, a little tiny bit, just a tiny, tiny bit, but learning as I go. If it wasn't for working on Falcare, yes, I learned about makeup and stuff because of Falcare, because of Horror DeLisa and his, you know, this stuff. That's where I learned things. This is the journey that I've been taking, and because of that, it has given me strength to go and keep doing what I'm doing. And because it's given me a bigger voice, I'm able to give back in my own way. Now, I'm not some big superstar. Maybe I'm really a nobody, but, you know, I'm an underdog. I talk funny. Listen to how I talk. I talk funny. I mean, I got the Boston accent, but with things that I'm doing, as much attention I'm getting, I can give back in my own way. Once again, I'm not some big superstar. I'm not like, you know, anyone big, but I have a big heart. And I try to do things, you know, I try to do things the right way, and I mean well. I really, really mean well. And I sometimes stick my foot in my mouth. And, you know, it's just things that I do. I'm a spaz, and I'm trying. I'm a work in progress, and that's all I can say that I am. You know, I can't tell what the future holds. I'm not a psychic. I'm just doing day-to-day just like everybody else, struggling. And I think that when things come together, it's going to be a wonderful thing. And I just have to look for more yin. I have a lot of yang. I think that's what it is. You know, the yin and the yang. I think I have a lot of yang. And I have to look for my yin. If that's the correct way, I'm not trying to disrespectful how to say yin and yang. I think that's how, you know, yin and yang. I have a lot of yang. I think that's what it is. And I have to find more yin to balance myself out. I think that's really, truly what it is. Because I'm always looking for balance and being grounded. Maybe someday I'll be, you know, grounded. And I think that's why I like martial artists, people that, you know, the stunt people and the stunt world and martial arts teachers, because they're very grounded. And maybe that's why I like Jackie Chan and many of those other ones, because I see how grounded they are. That's what I really have been searching my whole life, is to be grounded. So I look for the people that are grounded to help me to be more grounded. And sometimes I just steer off my path, and I'm like, once in a while, I do need a kick in the butt. I swear I need a kick in the butt. I fall down. But it seems like in the martial art world, the teachers, the ones that have been doing it for like 30 years or so, they might be like, shake their heads. But what they do, they reach down, and they says, you know what? You're kind of stupid. Listen, let's get you back up on your path. So they reach out their hands, even out in California. They're like, okay, this is what you're going to do, Shelly. You know, listen to what I'm saying. Go back on your path. And this is exactly why I like the stunt world, why I like the martial arts world. Isn't so much about, you know, I know what martial arts is about. It's not all about the hi-ya and all stuff like that. It's because the people are grounded. And that's why I look more into it, and I love the martial arts world because of the teachers, of the people that have the balance. That's what I'm looking for in my whole life. And it seems like, it really does seem like when I'm focusing on exercising because I'm really trying to get my own six-pack abs, and I mean, I try very hard and try to post about six-pack abs and the things that I know. You know why I keep repeating myself over and over again? If I post on my Facebook about the things that I know, it keeps me out of trouble. People might be saying, why does she keep repeating the things? Because it's better that I stick to things that I know and what's really on my heart because it keeps me out of trouble. It keeps me focused. So the more I think about even working out in six-pack abs, because I did have a six-pack ab before, so if I focus in on the things that are really important to me, like working out, it strengthens my inner core. It helps me to focus, and that's how I'm really happy. It has nothing to do with a man. It has nothing to do with anybody because I have to learn to balance myself for myself because that's not going to help having anyone around me. I could have the best teachers and stuff around me. They can help me, but I have to help myself. And it seems like even though I'm not like those martial arts teachers, it seems like whenever I reach out a hand to someone who, you know, like Sungmun Choi, who I believe deserves a chance. I don't know. Maybe that helps me to be grounded. I can't explain it. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe it is not being selfish. Maybe it is something where, you know, I'm more focusing and maybe I'm obsessed with helping other people. But it's not, I mean, that can be a bad thing if you're helping other people. Because if I'm helping with Sungmun Choi, you know, and to get him recognition, I don't know, I don't know what it gives back to me. I mean, it just makes me happy to see him, you know, succeed. I don't think that's a bad thing, right? If you just want someone to succeed in life that deserves it, you know. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I think I got to write him into my film somewhere. I just really, really, I don't know if he, even if he's shy and he can't really act, even just to put him somewhere as a cameo. Maybe acting isn't his thing, but why not? If I'm going to be a creative control, why not put Sungmun Choi in my film? I got to do that. And he's just got to get there. He's just got to be in my film. He's just such a good human being. I think that's it. I think that's it, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, I overdone a half hour. I have to, you know, go and I'll have Iroff Beats on my show. You know, I was hoping to call him, but man's busy. Anyway, everyone out there, whoever has a dream, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart or with my weird Boston accent, my funky, funky Boston accent, anybody that has a dream out there, just remember, you are as good as anybody else, and you go for it, and I really, really mean that. No one's putting me up to saying this. I'm a spaz, and I really, really mean this. Anybody that has a dream, you go for it. This is Ninja Sunday, and just you wait, I'm going to have awesome, awesome guests on my show on Ninja Sunday. And Wednesday, I'm going to have my brother, my film brother, Crosby Tatum, and the whole crew back on. You guys don't want to miss Wednesday. Oh, my gosh, the energy is unbelievable. You guys are going to love Wednesday night. Crosby Tatum on my show Wednesday night. Anyway, everyone, thank you for tuning in, and I'm going to leave you with the song by Tony J. It's If I Could Fly. Thank you all once again for the support and supporting me, you know, listening to my show. So everyone, enjoy your Sunday. I know I'm going to have an awesome day. Well, everyone, bye-bye.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. Money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so
fly.
I know, oh, you don't know no one
like me.
It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like now we taking off, just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly. If you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine. But about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up.
Time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl.
I'll be back and we can travel the world.
Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I could put you under my wings. If I could